Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 International Film Festival, Rotterdam, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Carolina Leone, who is presenting her film Pela Janela, English title A Window to Rosalia. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about the story of the film?
It tells the story of a woman. It's a woman's journey from the moment she gets fired to the end of the movie, but I'm not going to tell that. And she's fired after 30 years of dedication to her work. And her brother is a driver for an Argentinian family. And at the same time that this happens, he's taking the car for the family he works with to Buenos Aires. So seeing his sister depressed and really destroyed after she was fired, he decides to take her along with him on this trip. And so it is a trip that will change her in ways, like really subtle ways and really slowly.
Right.
So it's a road movie, but it's also an
introspective
road movie. Yes.
Yeah. And okay, so let's start with a very simple follow-up question. Where did you get the inspiration to examine this storyline?
I got the inspiration from many women I met during my life. The first that was most expressive was one time I was coming back from a trip I did to Argentina by bus. I had been traveling by myself for a few months there. And then on the way back, I met this woman on the bus, and she was around 65. I was 20-something back then. And she had just been overseas for her first time, and she had spent a few days in Buenos Aires. And we talked. The whole bus trip was 3 days. So we had a lot of time to talk, and she told me everything that happened to her then. So that was the first spark when I first met this woman, the first woman.
And then, of course, there's also the spark that sets off the story, which is when the lead character gets fired. And also, I guess, it's her personal situation. Like, one of the things that I could understand was that the main difficulty that she experiences is the fact that she all of a sudden comes to terms with her age, for instance, and a lot of insecurities. So was that another thing that interested you?
Yeah, it's a lot of... I believe the film talks about death, not only...
To come into face with mortality, I guess.
Yeah. And you can't run away from it at this age, but it's something you have to deal with your entire life. So it's sort of universal in this way.
Yeah, because it's very charming, the relationship that she has with her brother, for instance. So that's another very, you know, point that in the narrative that was key.
Yeah, the idea there was to make an equal relationship. Normally when people talk about women in movies, they always present men as the salvators or the ones that will allow the change, or they will
They'll basically have a positive effect on the
yeah, like they are the main agents normally.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, it's like,
and it's not true in real life.
Yeah.
So, but it's like you know, machismo in film. That's how it works.
The male gaze.
Yeah, the male gaze always, but in this way, because they're siblings, they're sort of equals in many ways.
Yeah.
And so that interested me a lot, to talk about masculine and feminine in an equality way. And it seemed very interesting to me to talk about this relationship they have in later life. So how does the masculine and the feminine would work in an equal way in later life? So he brings a lot of affection to the film. He's like, all the affection that you can think of in the film comes from him. She's very introvert.
Let's get back to the road movie side of the story, and I'd just like to know whether how you worked and how you structured it, and whether you let the road kind of inspire you along the way.
So when I was developing the script, I did this trip by car with my partner 5 times. So all the scenes, or most of the scenes, were written with specific locations in mind, and after experience I had on the road. So the script was very sort of fixed. But at the same time, nothing happens twice. So although I knew the way very much, and I knew what I wanted from each part of the road, a lot of casual things happened, and I and I incorporated them in the movie.
Oh, so while you were filming, you were welcoming kind of things that would happen along the way.
Yeah, of course.
So that obviously means that you need to have the right actors to do that as well.
Yeah, the right actors. But also just the right frame of mind and having a crew that was very small and everyone was prepared to do that. So.
Right. But let's talk about the actors actually in the movie. How did you find them and how did you work with them?
We did casting. So I knew the brother from, he's an experienced actor in Brazil. He's done many feature films. But the actress, no, it's her first feature film. She does a lot of theater. She's very well known as a theater actress. She had never done it. And yeah, just with 2 weeks of casting, nonstop.
Let's give them a shout out. What's their names?
It's Magali Beef and Kaká Amaral.
Well, they're wonderful. So I just wanted to make sure that I mentioned them in the podcast. Well, just as a final question, you mentioned before the interview that you were here with this movie last year because you kind of pitched it. You know, would you like to maybe tell me what it was like and what it feels like to have come at a full circle and back here presenting the final work?
Oh, it was not last year. It was 6 years ago.
It was six years ago, so it took a lot longer than I imagine.
It took a lot longer. Yeah. No, I was here with the project when I had the first draft of the script, and it was selected, and I came, and I had a week's course of, pitch the film to different producers and learned a lot about the industry, but it took a long time to fund this movie because it's a first film. And
right, and as a first film, did you enjoy the experience? Did you find anything about it that was kind of excruciating and you thought you didn't think would be a problem, but you realized it along the way?
Well, for me, the most surprising thing of directing, because I'm an editor before I'm a director. Uh-huh. The most surprising thing is how lonely you feel when you're directing.
Uh-huh.
So that
really?
Was, yeah.
So lonely in what sense? In you can't find the right people to collaborate with, or is it just because you try to pitch the movie and see if you can get any financing and it feels like you're kind of just talking to people and nothing ever happens?
No, before shooting I didn't feel that. I felt it when I was shooting, not before.
Right.
No, you can have the crew, and the crew can be very good collaborators, but it's inside you.
Oh, right.
So, and then all the decisions are you.
Right.
And one little mistake or one decision causes things 3 weeks later on the film. So it's a lot of responsibility, and it's a very lonely process.
Yeah.
It does, even with collaborators, it's a very lonely process. Yeah.
And it's a long way to go, but it's a congratulations for it on screening the film here at this wonderful festival, and thank you very much for joining us and talking with us about it.
Thank you, Matt.
So I'd like to remind our listeners that the film is called Pela Janela, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.